Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed, and it's Thursday, which means it is Author of the Week. Sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone, our author, who is also a radio host of the Alex McFarland Show, Dr. Alex McFarland, a youth religious cultural expert, author of more than 20 books. I'm sure you've probably seen him on the numerous different outlets that so many of you watch and listen to. In his book, the timing's perfect with everything that has been developing just over the last several days, weeks as well, in the Middle East. The book is 100 Bible Questions and Answers on Prophecy in the End Times. And it seems to me as if every so often, either landmark events or just points on the calendar, people increasingly become interested in the end times. And there seems to be, for a lot of people, this paradox. On one hand, they will cite areas of the Bible that talk about end times, but then others will say, well, we won't know. We're told we won't know. Before we get into all that, what prompted you to write the book in the first place?
Oh, well, thanks, Nick. Thanks for having me on. You know, we do this show that we've done 15 years called Exploring the Word, and it's a live 5-day-a-week show. And we have, I just learned yesterday, we have listeners in Romania, Saudi Arabia, London, England, and, of course, all over America. And, you know, lots of people for the last couple of years have been asking, you know, are we near the end of time? And will Christ literally return one day? Do we really believe that? So, and I do, yes, I believe Christ will return. But we just begin to do all this research. And then there's the emergence of, like, AI. And, you know, that does seem to blur the lines of, you know, I mean, everybody listening has probably been on a computer interacting with a computer, thinking they were interacting with a human. And so people were asking, you know, what is the role of AI in Bible prophecy? And is there going to be an antichrist? And what about cryptocurrency and the abolition of money? And so we wrote a book that I think represents some pretty fresh research about, you know, where the world is, where history might be going, and what does the Bible say about these things, and how, if indeed we are in the last of the last days, what should we do and how should we prepare?
And it's interesting to mention the AI component. I just, a couple of weeks ago, someone had sent to me someone that was talking, communicating to AI and asking questions almost as if they were looking to see if they could figure out the source of AI and seemingly sort of tying it to potentially that sort of theme, Antichrist themes. And we've just always, I imagine, as humans thought Antichrist in the form of a human, we think of things in modern terms. And so the fact that some people are asking those questions, one, it's interesting, but then it also makes me wonder, what things have we still not thought of that one day we may be exploring in that context?
I know. It is amazing. It's pretty amazing and maybe even a little unsettling, the technological capabilities of people now. That, you know, and in a way, you know, having the internet is something, you know, previous generations would have just freaked out. I mean, it's like every one of us holds the Library of Congress in the palm of our hand. And that's a blessing. I mean, we can look up anything and learn. I'll put it this way. The book of Revelation, Revelation has 22 chapters. And the first three chapters deal with, you know, several churches that were actual historical churches. But then Revelation 4 through 20 deals with a 7-year period on earth in the future called the tribulation. And there will be a one world government, a one world economic system. No one will be permitted to buy or sell or trade unless they take the mark of the beast. And it's going to be a very treacherous time for the human race. But like in Revelation 13, it talks about there's this image of the Antichrist. Maybe it's like a statue. And it does things that appear to be supernatural. And I think about this, and I write about this in my brand new book. Imagine you go up to this statue, and it talks with you, and it seems to be omniscient. It knows everything about you, your favorite food, your habits, your medical history. And it says that people who do not know Jesus Christ and do not have a relationship with the true and living God will worship the beast and the image of the beast. And I can certainly see with AI, I mean, there are people now, even as we speak, lonely, you know, unsocialized millennials and younger that have relationships. There are guys that they don't have a real girlfriend, but they have, you know, an AI lover. And so I can certainly see where the technological capabilities of the human race make possible not only the some of the pseudo supernatural things we read about in Revelation, but like the global surveillance police state that will exist during the tribulation period. I mean, it's possible now.
Yeah.
They say in China, a billion people in China, they can take a crowd photo in a busy marketplace, and in 20 seconds or less, every person in that photo is identified. So the idea of privacy and anonymity is just about gone. And the Bible predicted this time would come.
And it's a remarkable thing because 10, 20 years ago, some of these things as they were written might have been, and they were difficult in our minds to visualize what it would look like. But as you said, so many of those things are here now.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's not bad. I'm not a technophobe. You know, we all use technology, and technology can be a wonderful servant. It's a pretty unrelenting master, though. And it's pretty wild. With our scientific and technological capabilities, there seems to have been a corresponding decrease of our moral sensibilities.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, please finish your thought.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like it's been observed that every weapon the human race has ever contrived eventually does get used. And the point of the book, the 100 Bible Questions on Prophecy in the End Times, these are actual questions from, you know, years of radio listeners interacting with us. But, you know, we're telling people the good news is it's possible to have our spiritual house in order. Yeah. Christ loves everybody, says, call unto me, I'll forgive your sins, I'll save your soul. And whatever this crazy world throws at us, ultimately, if we've put our faith in Christ, we're secure, and our future here, our eternity hereafter is secure for the believer.
We are talking with our author of the week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone, Dr. Alex McFarland, the book 100 Bible Questions and Answers on Prophecy in the End Times. It's just been remarkable, the things, and I keep using that word, but it seems applicable, the things that have occurred in the Middle East, and so many of us grew up hearing and watching, observing the attempt to create peace in the Middle East, and it almost became just some sort of, I think, obligatory thing that a president was supposed to be involved in, but no one really ever expected it to happen. And in terms of, I think we're just in different territory now. Doesn't mean that the peace will be lasting, but it just seems as if everyone's acknowledging that we have gotten further, perhaps is the best term to use, into this mission than we have in the past. What are your thoughts on it, and is this something you see lasting?
Yeah, you're right. It has been the sticky wicket for world history for decades, to bring not merely peace and the cessation of bloodshed, but just human living conditions. You know, The Guardian in the UK said that life in Gaza is going to go from utter hell to mere nightmare. And you know, besides the bloodshed and the war, there's just been, you know, lack of basic human necessities. And again, I write about this in the book too. To understand the present moment, you have to understand the battle between Isaac and Ishmael. Abraham and Sarah in the ancient world, God promised them that there would be a son, Isaac, and this is the Jewish people, the lineage of Isaac. But Abraham and Sarah ran ahead of God, and they had a child with an Egyptian named Hagar, a son named Ishmael. And the Arabic peoples are the descendants of Ishmael. Now, in 610 AD, Muhammad founded the religion of Islam. And the thing about it, like whenever I speak at universities, which is pretty frequently, you know, it's almost a given that at any American secular university, there's going to be pro-Palestinian voices and anti-Semitism, which is ironic in this age of social justice that the world's oldest hatred, animosity against Jewish people is totally given a pass on American secular university campuses. It's bizarre. But, you know, I ask the audiences, I'll say, how many believe in the rights of the indigenous people? And 100% of hands will go up. I'm like, well, do you know the most indigenous of any indigenous people group are the Israelites in the land of Israel? Because 4,000 years before Islam even existed, the Jews were in their ancestral homeland. So if you're going to be all social justice and indigenous people's rights, why not speak up for the rights of, you know, the Jewish people in the land they've inhabited since before history was even recorded? And that's where usually somebody will shout, you know, unrepeatable words at me.
Yeah.
By the way, Mark Twain, the famous author Mark Twain, he said, and he was not a Christian, wasn't even sure about the existence of God, but Mark Twain said, if there's anything that made him believe in the supernatural, it is the inexplicable hatred for Jewish people. Because he said, you know, tiny population. And when Mark Twain was alive, the modern state of Israel didn't even exist yet, because that was May 14, 1948. But he said, look, tiny people group, disproportionately huge amount of accomplishments to benefit the human race. And yet there's this inexplicable animosity against Jewish people. And Mark Twain said, there has to be something supernatural going on here. And I guess what I would say is to, no doubt you have many Christian listeners who believe the Bible and the future prophecies, the return of Christ. But to anybody listening who is not necessarily religious or even Christian, I would say history has really shown these things are true. They said there would never be another nation of Israel. Well, there is. They said the world would never come to a time of, you know, the abolition of nations and states and calls for a global village. Well, there are. The French atheist Voltaire, he used to say that, you know, the Bible must be false because it says the Antichrist will control the world. And there's a passage in the book of Revelation where it says that two people will die in the streets of Jerusalem and the whole wide world will watch simultaneously. And Voltaire said, how could the whole world in real time see something happening on the other side of the planet? That's impossible. Well, we do this every day with. So I think we're here. We're at the doorstep. We're at the world's last few moments. But the good news is, Jesus Christ says, "Put your faith in me. Your sins are forgiven. Your life will have security and meaning and purpose." And so, yeah, the book is evangelistic, and we think that for believers, non-believers alike, it will give a lot, connect a lot of dots, and give a lot of information.
The book again, 100 Bible Questions and Answers on Prophecy in the End Times. Our author of the week, Dr. Alex McFarland, sponsored by our author of the week interview, ABC Books on North Glenstone for Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.